Protests continued Sunday in Charlotte and other parts of the state against President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily banning citizens of 7 Muslim countries from entering the U.S. One of Mecklenburg County's 2 U.S. representatives joined in, while the other says he supports the president. WFAE's David Borax reports.
A group of people gathered at the entrance to Charlotte Douglas Airport. Some had signs saying, "No ban, no wall," and "Refugees make America great." As drivers entered the airport, the crowd chanted. Organizers originally planned to protest at the airport terminal. That's what happened Saturday night. 6 people were arrested when they refused to leave the baggage claim area, where protests aren't permitted. Organizers say they worked with airport officials to come up with a place they could protest peacefully. They ended up at the intersection of Wilkinson Boulevard and Josh Birmingham Parkway, the airport entrance road. Ashley Peterson and Amanda Clark of Charlotte organized the protest through Facebook. Clark says America is a nation of immigrants, and it's always been welcoming, but this order changes that.
You start marginalizing one group, and how long until we start marginalizing another based upon some other thing, whatever situation that might be. So, you can't allow these things to progress.
During the protest, some passing drivers honked their horns and shouted support. But a few yelled expletives at the protesters or flipped them off. Bushra Idlibi was there in a headscarf with her family, who are from Aleppo, Syria. She's a U.S. citizen with 2 degrees from UNC Charlotte, now raising her young children.
Born and raised here, but they need to hold on to their values and who they are. Muslim Syrian Americans, and proud of it. So we have to stand up for our rights, speak up, and not let these executive orders crush our rights.
Democratic Congresswoman Alma Adams joined the protest, calling Trump's order mean-spirited. Mecklenburg County's other congressman, Republican Robert Pittenger, says he supports President Trump.
I think the president is warned that it is on his watch for the security of this country. And as a result of what's happened the last 8 years of President Obama's very open border policy and lack of thorough evaluation of these individuals, these refugees, that we're having to go back and take a look and what's prudent, what needs to be done today.
Charlotte's wasn't the only demonstration Sunday. More than 1,000 people protested at Raleigh-Durham Airport, and there was an afternoon protest in downtown Asheville. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.